Our perceptions and perspectives have a lot to do with how we look at the world and what we think is happening. This is Lisa Berry, and there's an event happening today designed to deal with that in the city of Ypsilanti and on the Eastern Michigan University campus. And here to tell us more about Walk with a Stranger is the Director of Academic Engagement Programs in Engage at EMU and a professor of Applied Theater, Decky Alexander. Thank you for coming.
Thanks so much for having me. Appreciate it, Lisa.
I learned in college, since you're a college professor, and I'll never forget this, that open and honest communication is the key to a good relationship. Is that what we're talking about here?
I think we're looking to have space for that open and good conversation. But yeah, how you begin a relationship is often how it moves forward. And if you can create or begin that with some open communication where you're really mutually listening to each other equitably, then yeah, I think then that's how relationships evolve and continue.
So our mothers told us not to talk to strangers, but that is not the case with this event.
No, the signage would be talk to strangers. You'll definitely talk to one. You may talk to many, but this is really creating a space for conversation in a way that allows you a real space to tell your story and perceptions of community. And tells your perception story of EMU. And so you're going to be talking to somebody that you do not know. Maybe you passed them on the street. Maybe you say, you know, you were at the Ypsilanti Co-op and you were right in line. Or maybe you were at Bonus Air, which is a restaurant, or walking on campus. But you don't know them well enough to have had something, a meaningful conversation.
Who exactly is involved? Is it students, volunteers? Do you have it all picked out who's participating?
We put out a really wide net of sort of invitations, social media and other ways through other people. And so we have city council members from Ypsilanti. We have students from EMU. We have people who live in a neighborhood and are part of a neighborhood group. We have a city planner. We have faculty members. We have what I call straddlers, people who live and work in Ypsilanti. I was one of those for 20 years up until about a month ago. So we have that cohort of people. So you have our community.
How many people are participating and exactly what will they be doing?
There'll be 30. There was up to 40. We're doing 30, so 15 and 15. So there's equal. And each one will be paired up when they arrive.
15 from the university?
Yeah, 15 from the university, and then 15 from Ypsilanti City Township, the community. We're looking at the local community that really houses our university.
And they're literally going on a walk.
Literally going on a walk. Walking straight up Cross Street.
And what do you hope will happen?
What do I hope will happen? I hope that individuals will meet somebody that they didn't know, and maybe that relationship will move beyond the walk up. I hope that people from EMU will have a different perspective and perception of what they see about Ypsilanti and feel about Ypsilanti and what they know about Ypsilanti. I hope people in Ypsilanti know and see something about EMU that they didn't know before this walk.
Are there suggested questions?
There are suggested questions. So we have four questions. One is just sort of an open. We have a beginning commonality exercise. You know, we got an icebreaker. I'm a theater professor. So we got that. But we have, questions on what is something that's exciting or frustrating that you experienced or witnessed in the last week, either on EMU or within the community? And we're going to have stories to share. And then we have our questions on perceptions. And then we have an action question, right? So we have like, okay, in 20 years, what do you want to see this relationship to be?
Is this the first time you've done this?
This is the first time we've done this. We've done other community building activities beforehand, but we haven't necessarily done something where we've really looked at ways in which to directly engage one individual and another individual in a dialogue. We're walking to Maze, which is a restaurant in downtown Ypsilanti, and we're going to break bread. You know, if you share a meal, we're going to also sort of share our discoveries, things that we learned on our walk with everybody. And then we're going to ask what's next. I mean, we can't do all these action steps, Lisa, if we don't have awareness of what we see or believe about something or someone.
Walk with a Stranger is really intended to build awareness
into action, right? You know, We've done some, we had an event called Ipsy Rising years ago where we sort of baked bread together and broke bread.
Literally, you baked bread
literally
together.
At Beezy's. It was really quite fun. Beezy's in Ypsilanti, we got bread, and everybody from the city and the university came together, and we made bread and broke bread, and literally we made bread together.
Was there a lot of conversation?
It was. It was, I think upon reflection, it was a little bit about perception, but it was really trying to diffuse some political political sort of sentiments. And I think this is a little bit more about really focused on what do I know about you? What don't I know about you? And how might that knowledge help us to move forward? If you don't have awareness, you can't make change. And I think a lot of times what we do in our ability to want to create justice or equity, we want to just create change. But you don't know what change you want to create unless you understand the stories and the people that you're living with, working with, or ideally walking side by side with. Down the street, on Cross Street. hopefully it's not raining.
We're talking with Deki Alexander, Director of Academic Engagement Programs in Engage at EMU, Professor of Applied Theater. So you have 30 people participating.
Yes.
What is the impact of that widespread on the entire community? Because we're talking about Eastern Michigan University, the city of Ypsilanti, the perceptions and perspectives, and hopefully opening those up and improving the situation. So how is that going to impact? Well, you got 30 people involved.
That's a really good question. It begins, I'm an advocate of rallies and protests and getting a lot of people together to speak and create space. But if you have two people that really understand a little bit more deeply about what another perceives, or they can go back into their worlds maybe and think about change. In some ways this particular project is a result of me learning from somebody I didn't know and wanting to come back and create some kind of artistic response to it. So I think if you... What's the action? Is it like an institutional response? I don't know.
Well, you can't beat the timing considering what's been happening on the EMU campus lately.
Part of this is that we wanted to create a space. I have a lot of faculty and students I work with in our civic collaboratories, and I work in the community, and we wanted a space to do this. And a colleague of mine had a similar event in Ohio years ago, something similar, and I thought, this is the time. We need to create space for, is it civic dialogue? I don't know. It's dialogue.
It's called Walk with a Stranger, and it's happening this evening, this afternoon?
It is. We meet at Pease Park, and we start a walking.
And talking.
And talking.
And hopefully improving communication and perceptions.
That's the hope.
Deki Alexander, Director of Academic Engagement Programs in Engage at EMU, a professor of applied theater at Eastern Michigan University. Thanks so much for joining us.
Always an honor. Thank you so much for having me.